neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
It is brought in the parasha that actually a replacement was designated for Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. So we have Pinchas and we have Yehoshua. So the question that is asked, how come Pinchas did not take Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom place? Wouldn't that be better? Which one you like better, Pinchas or Yehoshua? So you don't like tough people?
They have to be
kind. I'm sorry, Pinchas? You like Pinchas better? So,
for Am Yisrael,
Pinchas is better. You like Yehoshua? Why? Understand, but which would be more productive for Am Yisrael? Yehoshua or Pinchas?
Somebody has more sablanut.
Sablanut. So they take advantage of him. So if you have sablanut before, and then you say, okay, people come late, you know, they think you're nice to them, then they take advantage of you. No? You don't think so? Like as a father at home, which is better, Pinchas or Yehoshua? It's the same concept. To be a leader, to guide, to give discipline, which is better? Which one? Pinchas or Yehoshua? Pinchas. Isn't that interesting? You know, we have both characters in one parasha. I mean, Pinchas saved millions of people. Stopped the magifah. No? He's a hero. No?
Yes.
Yeah? So he should take place of the Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
So he should take the place of my Moshe Rabbeinu Alav
Shalom. I don't take things personal. That's another thing for the leader. You cannot take nothing personal.
Fine, but the point of matter here is, it's not that you estimate what is good for people or what people like. We have to see what benefit people. So here, as Tana Deve Elia Navi Zachor Letov, the Sefer, it brings that as Pinchas Alav Shalom became Eliyahu. So now, you know the case that Elia Navi Zachor Letov has to attend every brit. Why? Because Hashem punished him. So now, here we see, after the case of Nevi'e Baal, he got rid of 850 false prophets. This is in Haftarah, in Parshat Kitisa. So now, the wife of Achab, what was her name?
Zeb.
Yeah, Rish'at. So, she said, I'm going to show you, teach you a lesson. Well, this, the continuation that we don't read, yes, Parashat Pinchas.
No, not the one that we were supposed to read, really.
Yeah, that's Parashat Pinchas, yeah, that was we're supposed to read. So now, here, Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor Letov goes to a cave. So Hashem comes to him and says to him, Mad lecha fo Eliyahu. So he asks him, why are you here? He asked Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor Letov, so why are you here? So what is the answer?
The children left you.
It's very interesting that whatever we see in Parashat Pinchas, Bekanoit Linati, Hashem says that he took revenge of me, Pinchas. So Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor Letov also says, to Ribono Shel Olam, Kano Kineti. So he tells Hashem, you know, I took your revenge because they don't shomer your beritcha, the hefer beritcha, they're not following your mitzvot. So now, the Tana Deveh Navi Zachor Letov, he explains that Ribono Shel Olam was going back and forth with him for many hours. Why? To hear one good, positive word about Am Yisrael. Nothing. So Hashem told him, yo, take revenge for the father, but you don't take revenge for the sons. So Hashem meant, of course, you, Qanai, you're zealous about me, but how about my Am Yisrael? So what happened? So now Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor L'Tov was fired. So he tells him, go and appoint Elisha HaNavi as a prophet. No more. That's it. That was the end of his mission. So what happened all of a sudden? So here we see Qanai, to be zealous, does not have the quality of a leader. So actually Pinhas should have been the leader of Israel after Moshe. But here we see, no. Why? Because Hashem tells him, I'm Rahman. I need a leader that is Rahman. If you cannot be Rahman, then you cannot be a leader of him. And this doesn't only apply about Am Yisrael. In any circumstances that one feels that he's in charge, first he has to see if he has any type of Rahmanut. If his lack of Rahmanut about his family, about his friends, about his people around them, he is not qualified to be the leader of that position that is given. So that's why Pinchas, even though that he stopped the Magifa, even though that he saved millions of people, and Hashem says, I give you the Berit Shalom, but that's it. That's the end of it. You cannot be the guidance of Am Yisrael. Why? Because you're not merciful. You don't have any Rahmanut. And that's what the very powerful message here is, that Yehudi should understand any moment that he feels that something needs to be fixed, he has to make sure there is some type of mercy in there. His children, his American family, his friends. He has to make sure whatever that I'm trying to implant in other people has to be with Rahmanut, has to be mercy, has to be in a way of that is kind. And not Chas V'Shalom should be harsh and tough. Hashem is Zakeinu, it's not a shame to follow this. Koila Nishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo Nishomo Sheli. Koila Nishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.